There is a mission church in the barrios of Juarez, Mexico, where they have reliably reported a number of occurrences such as occurs in our first reading and in our gospel today. The most famous happened while serving Christmas dinner in 1972 to poverty-stricken Mexicans who usually scavenged their food from the local dump. That particular Christmas, there was only enough food for 150 people. But the report of the missionaries is that 300 came and all were fed, and there were even leftovers. The food, they said, seemed to come out of nowhere. According to Father Richard Thomas, a Jesuit who spearheaded that mission, he and those who were there have witnessed the multiplication of food on dozens of occasions, right up to today. At times, aware of what was happening, in other cases, only noticing the miracle afterwards. In another example, they had 350 cans of milk to give out to the poor. 500 people showed up, and they had a can for each person. Sacks of flour have produced flour in endless supply. I can tell you guys on my own account, there have been times when I'm giving out communion and I look down in that ciboria and I know I don't have enough for you. And there's always enough. You see, guys, God wants to provide for you. He wants to provide in abundance for you. And He still works miracles today. You'll notice, though, in our gospel today that the people went after Jesus and experienced this miracle of the multiplication of loaves. Why? Because they were hungry? Did they go after and seek out Jesus because they wanted their bellies filled? No. They went after Jesus because they wanted to be spiritually filled, and it was then the material fulfillment that followed. And brothers and sisters, this is a great lesson in stewardship. If you seek God for spiritual fulfillment first, the material will follow. I was visiting with a couple in our parish who said when they first got married, they were trying to start a business. And they remembered very vividly, they had this $80 bill, utility bill. And they literally sat down and they paid the rest of their bills. And in one hand, they had their envelope for the church. And in the other hand, this $80 bill. And they had a choice to make. And it was one of them, and I can't remember who because I'd stick it to them. But one of them said, no, let's pay the utility bill. And the other one, like a good spouse should, said, no. You said that we were going to be faithful to our tithing. And so they did. And the next day, a check for $100 showed up in the mail. Now, I know and visit with a lot of people in our parish who say, Father, how do you expect me to give more to the church or to tithe or to give anything to the church when I can't make ends meet now? Well, because you got your priorities flipped around. God will always provide for you. And to make that perfectly clear to you guys, if you are regularly tithing to this parish and you have a bill that you can't pay, you bring it to me and I'll pay it. And I mean that. I'm not saying that to manipulate you into giving. Because God wants to provide for you if you are willing to show Him that He's first in your life. But like the people in the gospel today, guys, when we put the spiritual before the physical, not vice versa, that gives God the opportunity to bless us in abundance. Secondly, notice in the gospel today, Philip says, hey, there's this kid over here who's got some bread and fish. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. But what is that for all these people? Thousands of people, guys. And it's a great lesson there in stewardship, especially material stewardship, that we have to bring something to be multiplied. Okay? Notice, Jesus did not work a miracle by bringing something out of thin air. It says specifically that he multiplied what the people brought. And that's exactly what's been going on in this parish over the last 2 years. God's been multiplying what you bring to this altar. Brothers and sisters, you have to bring something before he can multiply it. Lastly, notice that when Jesus does multiply, that he multiplies over the top, that they ended up having more baskets full of food left over than they had to start with. But at the same time, when I read that, I also think about many of you who I have visited with, and even circumstances in my own life where maybe I am even being faithful to God and I still don't have enough. What are you doing, God? You said that if I was faithful to you, I'd have enough. Well, number one, I'm prideful and I won't ask for help. But number two, sometimes Jesus really does want me to go without. He wants me to experience some level of poverty. This is why people like St. Francis and so many saints in the church, they actually sought out poverty. St. Francis came from an extremely rich family. He was a big partier. But he specifically sought out poverty because he knew it made him grow closer to God quicker. I read in a book recently, and it was one of the most powerful statements for my spiritual life. It said that God asks for everything, but rarely does he require it of us. God asks you to give him everything, but rarely will he require it of you. Today, as we reflect upon this miracle of the feeding of God's people, remember first that God wants to feed you spiritually, and then that the material will follow. That God wants to give you in abundance, but that you must always bring him something to be multiplied.